And finally today, when Annette Philip arrived at Berklee College of Music in Boston 10 years ago, she realized the rich sounds she played in India were all but missing. She changed that by starting a massive collaboration with other artists that's taken on a life of its own. Now the Berklee Indian Ensemble's first album is up for a Grammy. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR has more on the journey behind this debut.
Annette Philip remembers how surprised she was that even at a prestigious international school like Berklee, she couldn't find her homeland's music.
There were these little pockets where Indian music was being explored, but more from a theoretical side or just rhythms.
After graduating, Philip became the school's first Indian musician on faculty, and she was given a blank canvas to create something new.
It was a no-brainer for me. I said, well, we need to have a performing collective that, you know, is really exploring Indian music and folk music and Sufi traditions and Indo jazz music and Bollywood and contemporary and maybe originals in the future. You know, why not?
Since 2010, about 500 students from 52 countries have composed, rearranged, performed, and recorded an array of Indian music. Philip also invited luminaries to collaborate, including famed film composer A.R. Rahman.
One of the songs we chose was a classic hit of Mr. Rahman's called Jia Jale. It's from the movie Dil Se.
Things took off for the ensemble after Berklee posted a video of this recording session on YouTube.
It just suddenly, overnight, went viral. And I think within a week, it had hit its first million.
Now, Philip says 46% of Berklee's YouTube subscribers live in India. This proof of audience fueled momentum for touring and an album. Over the years, the evolving army of students and alumni has recorded collaborations with other Indian stars, like Grammy-winning tabla master Zakir Hussain. The ensemble created a new version of his group's song, Lady L, and performed it with him.
When he came in, our ensemble members from Israel, Iran, Brazil, India, Poland, Australia, and Norway, they came up with this fantastic new arrangement.
Then there's the Tamil film song Sundari Penne, where Philip says the ensemble took a grunge-inspired approach.
It has a fusion of progressive rock, konakol, jazz reharmonizations, and of course, semi-classical Indian music.
Vocalist Rohith Jayaraman performed this konakal, which is a traditional Indian recitation style, with an experimental twist.
We put it through a megaphone and it just sounds really crunchy, and this is not a great expensive megaphone that we have either, so it's already like extra crackly on its own, which gives it more character.
Jayaraman says the students were starstruck to collaborate on this song with Bollywood celebrity vocalist Shreya Ghoshal during her residency.
The whole diaspora, Indian diaspora, really like watched and heard her grow up with us. And she walked in and there was obviously all of us had that little moment of like, she's in a room with us. There's one student who's a huge fan of hers, and she was really like, I mean, I think it took all her willpower to sort of keep it together.
J. Deo Raman's parents came to the U.S. in the late 80s, and he says he grew up in a very Indian household in California. He remembers how, as a freshman at Berkeley, he really missed home. One day, Deo Raman walked by a classroom, heard familiar rhythms, and sat down on the floor outside the door.
I hadn't heard Indian music since I got to Berkeley, and I just remember I was just sitting there, I was just crying.
When Annette Phillip discovered Deo Raman,
she said, well, if you're free on Tuesdays, why don't you come by between 4 and 6? I went by and then basically haven't missed a rehearsal since.
Now Deo Raman works as a director with the ensemble. He's honored their first album, Shuru Raat, which is Hindi for beginning, is finally out in the world and up for a Grammy.
Yeah, it's kind of unreal. Time to get our outfits in order.
Annette Phillip is also excited about the nomination, but she says she's especially proud that during production, the group designed an equitable revenue system for all the performers.
We signed 98 contracts, and I think it's just important that this becomes the norm in the industry.
Phillip hopes this inclusive collaboration proves people from all over the world can work together. As Deo Raman likes to say,
it's like global music with an Indian accent.
This not-so-little group from Boston that started in a classroom will find out if its debut wins the Grammy for Best Global Music Album tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.